Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar and Derim Masechus Kedushin Daf Ches. The first parak Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the fitas we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yosef offers a proof that goods must be appraised before using them from Kedushin, from a brisa. One says to a kohen, Egel zel pidyon beni, accept this calf or another item for the redemption of my firstborn son. His son is not redeemed. But if he said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyon b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he is redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyon could not be valid. Still, the pinyon is not valid in the first case because the item was not appraised, and the second case means that the item was already appraised as 5 slime. The Gemara answers that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the redemption is valid in the second case because it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. Rav Kana once accepted a sudra, a cloth head covering, as pidyon ben, saying, "Lididi chazili chamish slime." To me, it's worth 5 slime, and I accept it as that amount. Rav Ashi added that this only applies to someone like Rav Kahana, the Gavra Rabbahu, because he's a great man and needs a kerchief on his head and can overvalue the item. Pointing to Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's gadjali b'mana, v'nasal a dinar, be married to me with a mana, and he only gave her a dinar, arzu mukadeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered a mana and gave only a dinar, k'man da'amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. Boazir is challenged from a brisa. One who says, be married to me with a mana by Yamona Maholech, and he was counting out the money to her, Baratza Echon Mehen Lachzor, and one of them wished to retract from the Kiddushin, Afil Bidina Acharon Havashus Biyado, even before the last dinar, the ability to retract is in their hands. So clearly the Kiddushin is not effective immediately. The Gemara interprets this brisa where he said he's marrying her b'mana zu, with this specific mana. So she's expecting the full mana before consenting to Kedushin. Rav Ashi answers, Mona v'holach sha'ani, a case where he's counting out the money is different, the daita kule, because her mind is on all of it. And point number three, Rav quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married, mana inkon, mashkon inkon. There's no mana here given to her, and there's no mashkon here given to her to keep. Rav challenged Rav Nachman from a brisa, which says that if someone marries a woman with a collateral, she's married. The Gemara answers, Hasan b'mashkon da'acher, and there he married her with the collateral of another person for money owed to him, and transfers this loan to her by giving her the collateral. The collateral belongs to the creditor, as Rabbi Yitzchak proved from the pasuk about a creditor who returns a collateral to the debtor for his nightly use, u'chat yetztoka, and will be a merit for you. Imeino kona tztoka minayin, if he doesn't acquire the collateral, where's the tztoka in returning it? Mikano b'chov shekona mashkon, from here it can be proven that a creditor acquires a collateral. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yosef offers a proof that goods must be appraised before using them for kedushin from a brisa. One who says to a kohen, Egel zeh l'pinyon b'ni, accept this calf or another item for the redemption of my firstborn son, his son is not redeemed. But if he said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyon b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he is redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyon could not be valid. Still, the pinyon is not valid in the first case because the item was not appraised, and the second case means that the item was already appraised as 5 slime. The Gemara answers that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the redemption is valid in the second case because it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. Rav Kana once accepted a sudra, a cloth head covering, as pidyon ben, saying, "Lididi chazili chamish slime." To me, it's worth 5 slime, and I accept it as that amount. Rav Ashi added that this only applies to someone like Rav Kahana, the Gavra Rabbahu, because he's a great man and needs a kerchief on his head and can overvalue the item. Pointing to Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's gadjali b'mana, v'nasal a dinar, be married to me with a mana, and he only gave her a dinar, arzu mukadeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered a mana and gave only a dinar, k'man da'amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. Boazir is challenged from a brisa. One who says, be married to me with a mana by Yamona Maholech, and he was counting out the money to her, Baratza Echon Mehen Lachzor, and one of them wished to retract from the Kiddushin, Afil Bidina Acharon Havashus Biyado, even before the last dinar, the ability to retract is in their hands. So clearly the Kiddushin is not effective immediately. The Gemara interprets this brisa where he said he's marrying her b'mana zu, with this specific mana. So she's expecting the full mana before consenting to Kedushin. Rav Ashi answers, Mona v'holach sha'ani, a case where he's counting out the money is different, the daita kule, because her mind is on all of it. And point number three, Rav quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married, mana inkon, mashkon inkon. There's no mana here given to her, and there's no mashkon here given to her to keep. Rava challenged Rav Nachman from a brisa which says that if someone marries a woman with the collateral, she's married. The Gemara answers, Hasan b'mashkon da'acher. There, he married her with the collateral of another person for money owed to him and transfers this loan to her by giving her the collateral. The collateral belongs to the creditor, as Rabbi Yitzchak proved from the pasuk about a creditor who returns the collateral to the debtor for his nightly use, u'chati tztaka, and will be a merit for you. Imeino kona tztaka minayin. If he doesn't acquire the collateral, where's the tztaka in returning it? Mikano b'chov shekona mashkon. From here, it can be proven that a creditor acquires a collateral. All right, so now we go to a siman daf ches, and our standard siman is a challah. Challah. So here goes. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. After she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do. So once again, it's a motion. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah, that must mean we're on daf ches. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, which reminds us, if one said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyan b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he's redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyan couldn't be valid. The Gemara explains that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the pinyan is valid since it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's kachli b'mana, but nasal a dinar, be married to me with a mana, and he only gave her a dinar, harizu mekudeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered a mana and only gave a dinar, kemanda amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. After she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do, which reminds us, Rava quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married. Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. There's no money here given to her, and there's no collateral here given to her to keep. So once again, the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. After she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do. All right, so now it's time for Forba Abba Chazara. Daf Dalet. So the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The father walked through the diamond studded doors. Doors? That must be on Daf Dalet. Dalet, doors. The father walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's Kedusha money and earnings, placed under 2 different psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the need for separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's Kesef Kedusha and earnings. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's Kedusha money, I might have said this is because she didn't expend effort for the money, but her earnings, which she expended effort for, I would say they're hers. And if the Torah had only taught the father keeps her earnings, one might have said the reason is because she's being sustained by him, but Kedusha money, which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both ushers were required. So the father walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's Kedusha money and earnings, placed under 2 different psukim, passed a freed Nahar maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandis, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa, the pasuk says, V'yatzachina, and she shall go out for free, Elium may bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given, Elium may naros. This refers to the days of naros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks, why both rushes are needed since bagrus is after naros? Marbar Ravashi explains that the pasuk is teaching about an Islandese who never attains naros and proceeds directly to bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at naros can be sold initially. So the father who walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's Kedusha money and earnings, placed under 2 different psukim, passed a freed Nahara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect Kedusha, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the necessity for 2 sources of Kedusha with money, ki yikach ish isha and v'yatzachinam in kesef. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The man searching through the haystack, that must be on daf hay. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that Ashtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source that Ashtar can affect Kedushin. After a Kal Vachomer for money is rejected, it is learned from a Hekesh, Vayatzav Ahaisa, she shall leave and she will become married. Makish Avayo Yitzia, it compares being, Kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Mayitzia B'Shtar Afavayanam B'Shtar, just as leaving is achieved with a document, so too being can be achieved with a document. The Gemara asks that the same Hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect Kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abaye and Rava give two different answers. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that Ashtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal Vachomer, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that a chuppah can affect Kedushin based on the Kal Vachomer for money. Ma kesef she'eno gomer, kona, money, which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin yet can acquire for Kedushin. Chuppah shokomeres enu din shetikne chuppah, which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for Kedushin. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that Ashtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal Vachomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat, Mukadeshusli, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace, a ketzep a kesef, how is Kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and kesef oshava kesef, if he gave her money or items worth money. V'amrullah, Hariyat Mukadeshusli, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, she's married Avalhishan Nasna, but if she gave him money and said, Harini Mukadeshusli, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Dav Vav, so the similar Dav Vav is a sword, so here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as Kedushin without explaining, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or Kedushin, and then he gave her a get or Kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, Dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage take effect. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarach Lefarsh, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan, this ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they were dealing with this subject when the Kedushin or get was given. So the sword collector was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as Kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be Makadosh her with the benefit of a loan extension, which reminds us, Abaye says, a Makadosh b'milva inu Makadosh is one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for Kedushin. She's not married because he didn't give her anything now. But if he attempts to marry with the benefit of a loan, she's married. The case is where he extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry her with the benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for Kedushin. So the sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as Kedushin without explaining, decided it was wise to do Makadosh with the benefit of a loan extension when he saw a matana manasalaxir sign which indicated giving the sword on condition she give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with chalifim, which reminds the Gemara explains that matana manasalaxir shema matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift and works in the case of a sale, pidyon haben, and truma. In all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction. The one case where it doesn't work is with a woman's kedushin lefi she'ein isha niknas bechalifin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too the item must be returned. Dav zayin, so the simur dav zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes: the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun. Gun, that must be more in Dav Zion, Kli Zion. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadosh by giving the money to another man, which reminds us, Rava said that if a woman says, Ten manu l'poni v'kadesh l'cha, give a money to m'choni, and I'll thereby become married to you, Mekadesh is midin arif, she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with the guarantor, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, come Shabbat Nafshe, he still obligates himself to pay if the borrower defaults, the woman too becomes married despite the money be given to a different party. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadosh by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, which reminds us, Rava said that if a man says, he's kachli uchetzi mukadesh has become married to half of me, she's married, but if he said half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After Abai challenged him, Rava explained the distinction. There, in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and Kedushin allowing her to are invalid. But is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman if he wishes. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadosh by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman. And was Makadosh with a silk with an image of a gun on it, he claimed was worth 50 zuz, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where a man is mekadesh a woman with a silk that he says is worth 50 zuz, and in truth it is, but it wasn't appraised. Rabba holds that since you received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, since a woman is not an expert in appraisal, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff do we learn that if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon for it, she's not married? Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that Rav Huna learns that chuppah can affect kedushin from a kavah chomer? That's on daf? Hey. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn that if someone's mekadesh with a loan extension, the woman is mekadeshes? That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that we need the pasuk to teach that even a Bulgaris maidservant goes free in the case of a 20-year-old Islandese Bulgaris who never goes through the Na'ara stage? That's on daf? Dalad. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn, according to Rav Huna, the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude chalipin as a method for kedushin? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we learn that Rav Elazar said, if one says, be married to me with a mana, and he only gave her a dinar, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we learn that a matana al manas lachzir does not work with kedushin, since it's a form of chalipin? That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn the case where one gave goods worth less than five slime for pinyon a ben? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you learn if a woman says, give a mana to pony and I'll be married to you, it works based on the principle of an arev? That's on daf? Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn the source that a father receives his daughter's kedushin money? That's on daf? Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.